I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
I said, you already know, nigga, you don't got a flow. Before rap, you don't really got dough. Before rap, you don't really seen snow. In the kitchen, about to make some magic. Then blow it all in magic. Pull up in my partner in traffic. Gave it to him, it was all in plastic. All I know, I ain't trying to go to jail. Heard that shit, close thing to hell. When it step don't make it hard to sell. When you been where I been, make it hard to fail. Cause I'm the realest nigga in this. Y'all know if yours nigga hit magic in that 645. Valley say Jizzle nigga stand new shit, but everybody back, cause that nigga can't drive. Doors open up, I merge with 10 chains. Even back then it was calling me 10 chains. Ask me what I spend, I tell them it's no thing. If I had it added up, it'd cost me like 10 things. We used to take a little show money, just throw money. If it's on the flow, nigga, it's the flow money. If you brought it out the blow and you got it from the blow, then that's why the fuck they call the shit blow money. Still a realest nigga in this, y'all know it.
Now that we made our halftime adjustments, welcome to the Third Quarter Boys.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Third Quarter Boys. I go by the name of Slim.
And this your boy Q.
Rome is in the building.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good? What's good?
What's going on, people?
You chilling, man. It's a cold one out there today.
It's a whole fucking... It was snowing all fucking week, man.
It was so fucking cold outside.
Remember on Friday, it was like fucking 60?
Facts.
Playing, bro.
Oh my god. Yo, and I seen the funniest video yesterday. It was this lady being interviewed, and she was snapping about people that complain about winter. She dead ass right though, because it's like, nigga, we live in a state where it is winter time. Like it becomes winter. Like if you don't January, like the fucking February winter, nigga, this the way the fuck we live at, bitch. It's gonna snow. It's gonna get cold. Like
it's prime time, winter time right now. January, bro, February. That's it.
But you know what though? We damn near close to the end of January. But so we gotta think about it. It's almost over.
But the B devil's advocate to the bitch. I mean the lady. Like, goddamn, we really get 2.5 months of good weather. Because you got to think, okay, we get summertime.
Completely true, and it's only
summer. We get summertime, and then it rained half the time.
And that's half the time of the fucking spring, too. Majority of the time is spring.
So, goddamn, can we at least get, goddamn, 4 months of strong sunshine?
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the Midwest because they get tornadoes and all that extra shit.
But here's the thing.
I want to go down south because
there's always going to be a give and take when it comes to the climates in the different places where we are. Because right. You got to think the northeast is going to get all four seasons.
Right.
You're getting all four seasons at its prime and everything. You're going to get it.
Okay. Cali got the earthquakes,
down south, you get year round weather, but then you get hurricanes, tornadoes, shit like that. Then right. You get the Midwest, which you get tornadoes.
The West Coast not too bad though.
And then the West Coast, you get fucking earthquakes.
Ice storm.
But then you get that up in the Northeast, the fires. But I mean, shit. It's a give and take. Wherever you gonna go, bro. And it's just about what you feel like you can handle at this point. Because I mean. I feel like what I can do without this damn winter shit, so I'm gonna take it somewhere else. Can take it.
So did we see the Conor McGregor fight?
Oh,
I forgot it, bro. That's savage. I mean, we could play the whole show right now. I mean, the whole fight right now.
Yo, this
y'all
nigga.
See it real quick? It's on YouTube.
Wow, bro. Oh, no, clip. God, this nigga. Yo, Conor McGregor. I'm about to pull it up. Conor McGregor, and he came into this fight so cocky. Like, bitch, I know I'm about to win. I'm about to beat the shit out of son. And it was like,
I thought at least get two rounds. I thought he would win, but I knew that was going to give him like a little gimme to get back in the game because this is his first battle fight in like a year, but.
I ain't gonna hold the undercard fights was pretty good too.
It was.
Undercard fights was
Imagine paying the $84 for a fight, though.
The big Maurice Evans. That shit, him and the Russian nigga, bro, that shit was a dog fight.
The chicks was fighting too, though.
I didn't get to see the chicks fight.
They was fighting too.
I didn't get to see the chicks fight. I got to see the, a few of the undercards. God damn it, what am I doing?
I didn't expect it to be like that. That shit was like a little sports center highlight real quick, yo. God damn.
This shit is crazy. I'm trying to find the right one just so I can
see. You hear them with it. The shoulders, like, the nigga Irish. Fuck that. How long is
it? 2 minutes.
You got to skip all the way to the home.
There it goes. I'm done.
Oh, we got it.
Whoa.
We got it. And the ref got to beat his off for a minute, too.
Let's do it,
guys. Look at the shot. Fucking him up. Look at his eye.
I already got a lump over his shit.
Look at his eye already, bro. It's only like 15 seconds.
Bam!
That's why I learned the ref let him mop him there.
Because he's not really, he's not tapping. He just,
he covering now. He just sit out there.
And McGregor pulled it off. And yo, he actually made history that fight, being the first guy, Irish MMA fighter to win in what is it, lightweight, welterweight?
Oh yeah, no, the divisions.
In three different divisions or something like that.
That's what's
up. So I mean, shout outs to fucking
shout out to Conor.
To Conor, man. I mean, he needed a redemption.
I like all that cocky shit.
And I'm rolling now. I mean, if you could back that shit up, then
just
I mean,
the thing, though. The mother niggas in the division, some savages. The nigga,
yo,
that,
Khabib, yo,
the nigga that whipped his ass last time.
It's
he can't do that with him, bro.
It was a nigga he was popping shit up at. He shit said, like, everybody can fucking get it. Nigga, like, any of you niggas in here, I'll go fuck with you.
I'll whip that shit, bro. That's what boxing
is. Yo, that shit is funny.
Now, what do you feel about the state of boxing?
See, I'm not.
I'm not
a big boxing fan. I don't know.
That's Mayweather left us over.
It's a technical game. It's not a knockout game.
Right. But it's been that since Mayweather started. Mayweather he changed the format of boxing.
Like, I'm not about to try to knock you niggas out. My job is for you to fucking try
shoot
to
as many and shoot and as many throw me. Throw as many punches and miss.
Anthony Joshua is the only way to stay alive in that.
Yeah,
that's it.
So I want to see Wilder and Joshua. Like, that's, I'm not waiting for it. I don't want to see anything else. We got
Wilder is a goddamn animal.
Wilder got a rematch though coming up, but hopefully we get Joshua Wilder by the end of the year.
Yo, who the son that
I can't remember his name right now, but he big boy. He was fired.
Who old boy that keep getting like in trouble every time it's like fight time?
Or
it was one of them niggas. Like, every time a fight come up, he getting fucked up. He getting in some trouble or some
the dude fought Mayweather, the Mexican. He had caught with the beef.
Adrian Broner? Nah. But he's supposed to be one of the top fighters in the game right now. That nigga.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder got to fight Tyson Fury. It was a good fight. That was a good-ass fight last time.
Right. Because Tyson Fury was
really
whooping his ass.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the knockouts.
I mean, it was some knockdowns and everything, but that was, I mean.
He was losing more than rounds.
He got up so quick.
Yeah, I thought it was over.
It was not effective knockdown.
I thought it was over.
It was a scoring. It would be scored, but it was not effective to the fight.
Like, right.
Shout out to the weed, man.
Shout out to the weed, man, people.
All right, whatever.
So, a lot of shit happened this weekend. Eminem motherfucking dropped us an album on Friday. Shout out to the Eminem fans out there.
Definitely shout y'all crazy asses out.
I know.
For to be an M fan, you gotta be a different level of crazy, my nigga.
He got some shit on his shit.
He is weird, bro.
He is weird beard ass nigga, bro.
He's super weird.
Look how the shit come. You heard the intro, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now pull it up though, because it's like when you just hearing the intro lets you know that this is about to be some next level weird shit.
Shout out to Eminem. Please don't sue.
Please don't sue. Yeah.
So I guess this is what it is, huh? It's obvious. We never will see eye to eye.
Shout out to Swedish Girl.
Shout out to the motherfucking Swedish Girl.
We need to deal with them.
We need to deal with Swedish Girl. We need this shit every podcast.
This game will make you go crazy, but the go for be all okay. I was the G, the OAG. Once I was played in rotation at every radio station, they said I'm lyrically amazing, but I have nothing to say. But then when I put out Revival, and I had something to say, they said that they hated the awakening. I'm not sure. I'm
just
gonna go with that. So, that's some cool intro, though. I'm digging that.
It's a brute lingo. And no ain't nothing sweetie, this is no Quavo. Man, I just get high, let my hoes lay low. I just want some face, but this is no face show. Do right and kill everybody, drink mode. Bitch, I'm trying to eat, I'll take your plate mode. Disrespect your life and I'm in gang mode.
Yeah.
You can leave this earth, bitch, I'm in rake mode. I'm in cake mode. I'm in brave mode. What up, Marshall? I'm a Martian, I'm in way mode.
She's going hard, bro. Shout out to MX, bro. She's going hard. And I pay you so. Self-made goals, but the pain leaves, huh? Where does the pain go? Tip of the backwood is where the flame goes. To the skies where my brain goes. Yes. Same pack, same feet. Shout out to Weed, man. Don't feel my mind, so they got the same nose. Yeah. Me and my niggas gotta eat, we share the same stove. Case closed. Bodies in my lane, bitch, play cold. Game over, Thanos, all you A-Jos. All my petty shit, but I don't paint toes. Hit the plunger, plunger's muscle, and your may go. Plum crazy, call us liquid plumber. Cause even Drano. Beat not suck at the company tops. You're gonna need three spots. The police officers at least to come pull me off of it. And I don't stop, please, dog. I need y'all to keep talking shit, cause I feed off of it. I am the complete opposite of these. We talk to spit these. We brought so many carnage. He's thought to be so toxic. It'll block the wind through your esophagus. Stop it, cutting off your oxygen. Then I hit them pads like a boxing gym. Better watch for Slim, gonna get the pop. When I'm at the top, I get a whole top. I'm giving it to anyone. I want to come get it, and I'm not going to stop. But when they ask me, is the book finished? But then you can't. Just right there. I cleanse them with these mortal sins. I'm God, and the Lord forgives even the devil worshippers. I'm moving on, but you know your scruples are gone when you're born with losers. And you're from the school of notorious Cuba, Cuban, the poor. I just teach us to my students, show them all the blueprint and formula. But it seems like the more they study my music, the more they remind me of Bibles. I'm watching my pupils get cornier. But I'm contemplating, yeah, the bombs away on the game. Like I'm outside of an Ariana Grande concert. I told him to me, I'm a bit.
I've been lying lately. Look at how I'm behaving. They want me gone away. They want to jump and aim. I'm an accommodation. And I don't see why they hate me. I'm a clown like John Wayne Gacy. They call me Kanye crazy. Deep shit Beyonce Jay-Z. And I'm back with Andre, baby. And the doctor's operating. But he never put the scrubs on. From Snoop Kid out to Shady. Shady like a shadow for your silhouette. Intellect up. Better check and see why you fit a set. Cause I met your bitch on the internet. Now I'm getting head to a pillow pet. That bimbo can put her lips all the way around his bone and nimble. Like a dusty cartridge from an old Nintendo. Those were the days, but I bet you I'm never gonna be broke again. No, I don't smoke, but I got paper to be blunt. I'm rolling in dough. And I keep it 1,000,000. Real. Murder. Q. People play the 22-22. Bitch, shut the fuck up, I'll shoot 2-2. Ain't shit I won't do just to get a few 2-2 views. Run up in the charts like pew. Cause that's what I do. But even to the untrained human eye, we ain't the same, you and I. Somebody should have explained to you why. For you to go against me, it's simply insane, you would die. Yeah. That's why they call me Kamikaze. It's plain suicide. Yeah. But I know magic, and here go my last trick. I'm about to say abracadabra and pull a B-rabbit up out of my hat. I'm about to relapse, and I bet you that you won't know how to react. But a look of disgust, I don't doubt to be that as I begin to fucking devour the track. And you backpedal that as I cowardly act like a Saudi attack when the towers collapse. I told Khomeini, where's the Osama bin? I've been lying lately, look at how I'm behaving.
That nigga fire, bro. He took flowers out of this shit.
He did the Kendrick flow. He did the J. Cole flow. Hey, bro, like, he's still a nigga's flows now.
They all took that nigga's flows.
No, he wasn't, bro. You can't put me up a track that sound like Kendrick from back in the day, even until now, from Eminem. Hell no.
Whatever that's called.
This is M's lane right here. That's M's lane. I know, but I'm saying that's M's lane for the beat.
I don't know, bro.
M has always been that just acquired face for people. He's never been so mainstream that everybody liked him. He's like horror rap. He's like that genre of rap. He's
so
not like
he's going out with a pistol all the time, man.
So I mean, that's like Insane Clown Posse. They have a certain following. It's not still hip hop, but
it was nice to hear Juice WRLD again.
That's Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting to hear him. Like, he got some good people.
Juice WRLD always been good people.
Is he good? You good, bro?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
we good.
So, I mean, I listened to it about 5 times already. And I'll give it a solid B.
How many joints is on there?
Well, 12, 13. I give it a B.
So that means you fuck with the majority of them.
Yeah. There's some songs that's not for everybody, but it's songs for everybody. Like, they got the one, did you hear the one? I think he was in the car when I played the one where they had the Busta Rhymes. They had the Busta Rhymes sample. The old school sample, that show was fire.
I'm just not the biggest M fan, so I'm not going to truly give it a listen.
Joel Ortiz and
I don't know nobody.
Yeah, it was cool though. Because now I want to see who next to come out, who the next we need to drop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What y'all waiting on?
Did Royce drop an official album?
Yeah, I think he did too. He was on the album too. He on the Eminem album too.
He on the album. I don't know if he's been doing his list.
You got Black Thought out of that bitch too. That nigga has a good feature.
Yeah, you know who album I am waiting for? Future. And it's funny.
Future Hendrix.
Nah, I wanna hear a real Chance the Rapper album. I'm not rolling with that new shit.
Commercial?
Yeah, it's way too commercial.
He tried it. He waited for the bag.
He did, and I respect it. I want fucking What's that joint he did on Kanye album?
Oh yeah.
That's a Chance the Rapper I want.
I never really gotten a chance to rap.
Yeah. Bro, listen, that joint he did.
I tried.
I mean, I came in early with him. Okay. Like, I came in early.
He can't rap. You know what I mean? He can rap. It's just
he seemed more like a creator to me.
It's not catchy enough.
Yo, listen to that joint he got on Kanye album. It make you rethink. Man, that nigga, bro, listen. Your boy Chance the Rapper can rap.
I heard his ass on the Cardi B album.
But I mean, anything poppy, he's gonna just do some poppy shit. But when he getting his rap back, oh man, different type of nigga, bro.
Who else right
now? Wiz.
Yeah, I need a real one. Wiz. He need a mixtape. I need a good mixtape from him first.
Oh yeah.
I need a good mixtape from him first. Sure.
Man, I ain't gonna hold you. We need a Rihanna R&B album, bro.
I need one from Rihanna too.
We need one from Rihanna. God. Oh, man.
Archer Light Beam.
Yeah, shout out to that nigga, Chance the Rapper. Boy, you tore that song to shreds. I mean, check that out when y'all get a chance, bro. I promise you. Great listen, bro. The nigga. Oh, man. Yes,
I would like to hear Fabulous drop an album. I know he just dropped a nice mixtape. It was like Summertime. That was the mixtape. The Summertime Shootout. It was cool. He had some joints. It was for the bitches. It was dead for the
You was side high, nigga. Side to come out.
Yeah. Okay. I'm finally drop an album.
Don't A. Kendrick up do for one?
Yeah.
The whole TDE do for one.
Everybody.
They do for a joint.
Black Hippie ain't no more, bro. They can't. They ain't gonna make no more albums.
Meek Mill. I need some Meek Mill.
Yeah, Meek Mill.
Wait, what? He just dropped a mixtape.
Nigga, what? That, wait.
Black Hippie ain't making no more albums.
Bro, that was the coldest group. Whenever TDE makes an album, a joint album, bruh. Yo, you got so many different points of views.
Y'all can have that West Coast shit.
Bruh, and it's not even West Coast, so that's the thing. Here's the thing. These niggas might be from the West Coast, but their music transcends the West Coast. It doesn't really, it might tell a story of a West Coast nigga, but you don't hear it in the West Coast from a West Coast ear. Like, the way they spit it to you, Kendrick is not the typical West Coast rapper.
Schoolboy.
Not really.
Absol
ain't, and neither is Rashad. Isaiah.
Do we think these guys are kind of underachievers?
No. They play their role. They play their role. Like you? They play their role. They play their role.
They
playing their role. They know the system. They got a system, bro, and it's working.
They got a cool song every,
They got a system and it's working, bro.
Bro, every school album.
Every other year, you getting somebody from their camp. They're just pushing the main three is just Kendrick, Schoolboy, and SZA.
What happened to Absol?
Nah, Absol dropping on
him. He's one of those. He like Tiger to the group.
Right.
Like, he's always on tour with these niggas. He always keep him a single or two. He's chilling right now. He just chilling. And so does Isaiah Rashad. They like them. They like the young boys of the group right now.
So y'all think they fucking with Dreamville?
Hell yeah.
Reason to kill them niggas.
Reason to kill who?
Reason
and TV. I'm saying he'll kill. It's a couple niggas over there that Reason I have to work with. I'm more for TDE, but
that's TDE.
I know, but I'm saying I'm top tier. Reason top tier. You speaking?
J. Cole and Kendrick.
That's top tier.
That's top tier.
That's out of the picture.
The next group down.
And then you got JID, Earth Gang.
Earth Gang is a part of Dreamville.
Yeah.
Wow! J-I-D, shout out Earth J-I-D Gang.
One of the toughest niggas out though.
That's what I'm saying. So who you putting Reason up against?
JID.
That's gonna be a good.
Yeah, I that's gonna be then nice. You got Absol.
But you still. What about Q and at me Isaiah?
What does J-Bell got for Scissor?
Nobody.
What's her name?
Nobody. Yeah, no fucking bodies.
I mean, I'm not saying.
You, if you
I'm not
ever don't ever disrespect SZA in no way.
Who they got?
No,
SZA, bro.
They don't have no one, bro. She's cleaning up camp, bro. She's. That's a check that win, bro. Just check SZA's win. Just go ahead and do that, bro. There's nobody. In the game, that got a leading lady Ari, like SZA.
Ari Lennox is
out. Get the fuck out of here, Ari Lennox. Fuck Ari Lennox.
I'm not saying that.
She eat for them, but she's not. She ain't on SZA.
So who would be the third party? Who would be the third? So if we had to add a third team, man, who would,
that boss?
Who could?
Oh, third team as far as like
who could compete? Who could at least hang?
As far as like an alliance, I could go out of camp.
QC,
QC. That's the only people. QC is the only other group.
Did somebody say Luke?
Luke? From G. Mike, talking about no names now. I don't know. Who the hell? Who the
Luke? Earth Gang. Didn't Boss say Earth Gang?
Yeah.
Boss is better than Luke.
Then there's Omen.
You gotta see, but that's the thing. You gotta listen to the Dreamville album to know who these niggas is.
But you know what?
You know what I mean?
What about the Jack Boys?
Jack Boys.
Yeah, but Jack Boys ain't like. It's not like a. I think they just made like a.
Oh, I got one.
QC is niggas. The only one though.
I got one for you niggas, but I don't think I've been trying to listen to these niggas, but I just can't. I don't know, but these Griselda niggas.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of rock. But that's only,
what is it, like five or six niggas? It's
machine
like,
gun.
It's like, what is it? Like, is it a six?
It's three.
It's three?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, the way I picture it up, is, or is it Earth Gang that got the real, the kind of like the big, like.
Nah, Earth Gang only two niggas.
It is?
Yeah.
So what crew is that that's kind of that reminds you of kind of like the Wu-Tang?
Kenny the Butcher.
I'm talking about Griselda.
That's they kind of made me like Wu-Tang.
It's not a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just some one of them crews remind me of like a new school Wu-Tang crew.
I mean, shit. I mean, the top two niggas is James on TDE. Like that's
no
only...
QC. No, you forgetting QC, bro.
It's
not lyrical. It maybe like, might not be too lyrical.
No,
but
they
got
out of the category because them niggas
they really just bottom. Well,
yeah, they're not rapper. Oh,
they're not rapper.
But I mean,
I would rather listen to them niggas before them. Real talk, people. I would rather listen to the Migos. Who else on QC?
Baby Gunna.
I'll
Cardi.
Put them on before I have to put on a J. Cole record.
Fucking yo, it's they got a load of niggas, bro.
It just all depends on what you listen to.
I'd rather listen to Young Thug and Future like
Rich Homie Quan.
Lucci. Rich Homie just came out with a new little drink.
Rich the Kid. They got mad niggas though. Like,
QC got a little squad.
I'd rather listen to them niggas for some reason.
And you know they always affiliated with niggas like fucking Thug and all them niggas like that. So
But Thug created them niggas though.
Yeah, he had a hand in creating them niggas. Every one of them niggas. Every nigga that came through QC came through Thug.
The big three in Atlanta I see right now in this era is Gucci as the fucking
top dog.
Who's the GOAT?
And then Future and Young Thug.
You can't. And this is my thing. There is no Future without Thug, and there's no Thug without Future when we're talking about top niggas in Atlanta. You can't place Future above Thug or Thug above Future. There is no way. The way their music hits. It's kind of so similar that it's like they have the similar core like fan bases.
Lil Baby nice too though.
I mean they got mad niggas over there.
Gunna nice too.
They got mad niggas. Yeah. I forget Cardi B too, really. I mean it's a bunch of niggas over there.
But
They doing numbers.
Oh, and they got the City Girls.
City Girls? They got mad people, bro. They killing over there. Shout out QC, bro. But I don't know. I'm thinking, if we talking like tiers like that, I'm thinking, TDE takes the cake.
Oh, of course, bro. It's all about production.
I could roll with that.
Production, bro. Like, yeah. Every album that drops out of TDE is like.
I like how they do the rotation shit too. Yeah. Like, you know what time it is. They take over the whole.
They take over the whole year, fucking basically. Year,
pretty much. Yeah.
Like, if once they all drop,
she's been tearing.
Bruh, once all they shit drop, it's just niggas be waiting to hear that shit. Niggas is definitely waiting to hear another.
They spend like a year and a half in the lab just cooking.
I ain't gonna hold you. She got a joint with Posty right now. That's.
I'm not a Post Malone.
Yo, nigga tight, bro. Nigga tight. I ain't gonna hold you. Yo, listen, bro. Post Malone is tight, bro. He different. Like, he's not. Don't consider him a hip hop artist. Don't consider him a hip hop artist. Just consider him just like everybody else. Say I'm an artist.
He know how to make a hit.
He know how to make songs, bro. You can't knock him. And them shits be cold. He's melodic as shit. And you can place him with anybody.
That's what I was about to say. If you get the right nigga on it, you know it's going to
be. You can place him with anybody. You don't got songs with mad niggas. So, I mean, drink with SZA. Go check it, bro. That shit fire. So, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And we'll come back with another topic, people.
All right, so we back.
Yes, sir.
She is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Mind
for a young Saha with the young what do you with E40 used to say? I'm gonna drop a bomb first, but something with the gypsiness. Young Saha with the gypsiness and some shit like that. Yo. I ain't gonna hold E40 got the most legendary vocabulary. Legendary.
That's that West Coast shit. So I got my Patriot brother in the house. We gotta talk about this Aaron Hernandez documentary that just came out.
Hello, motherfucker.
Slandering the fucking name, all kind of crazy shit. And it's gonna be a perfect segue because his documentary is pissing me off. So pretty much Netflix dropped the Aaron Hernandez documentary, pretty much stating the shit that we already kind of know.
He's only gay.
Gay. And then the only thing different was they added his high school quarterback that they said that he had a
secret relationship with.
Right.
I was coming out saying that he was lying about that.
Right, I guess. Yeah, so, I mean.
They said he killed himself because he said he would rather see the money that he gets go to his family instead of going to something else.
Right.
Or something else happening, yeah.
I explained it. So, pretty much. The things we see in our line is like, you know, all the females all over the nigga, like the nigga shit. And then we got everybody who's like a football fan, like a Patriots fan, like, you know, kind of riding for this thing, all that shit, all that crazy shit. My thing is, first of all, RIP to Odin Lloyd, all the niggas that died. Because, like, I just don't like glorifying, like, yo, this nigga really killing niggas, like, really killed people. Like, that shit crazy, bro. Like, that was my favorite fuck. That was my nigga, bro. I liked him more than Grant, bro. Like, goddamn, bro.
He was hood, though.
You talking about Hernandez?
Yeah,
he was relatable.
Cause I got all the tattoos too.
He was relatable.
That nigga, the first Patriot, really be out there with all the tattoos flexing. Like, I was like, oh shit, this is like the first time we had a nigga on the team.
He was relatable.
You know,
yeah,
you know, he got the short slot white receivers, like, you know. Little midget white receiver. Like, yo, we got a nigga on the team. I'm rolling. So, like, goddamn. I felt like he let the team down more than anything when it first happened. When it first, like, we really. This shit is like when OJ shit, the OJ shit happened. But I was a baby, though.
He was playing for y'all already.
Right. Like, bro, this shit crazy, but like, I was too young with the OJ shit. I don't remember that shit. I was a baby. But this shit was OJ. Like, oh, what did shit. He do,
man? Initially,
initially, I know he killed somebody. So it's like, right, it's the off season.
He did.
It's the off season. We just lost in the Super Bowl. The nigga scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. We lost, but God, I cried. Goddamn. We lost another Super Bowl. But still, the nigga, that nigga just got a $40 million contract. He was better, low key, better than Gronk at the time.
He was. No, low key. He definitely was. There was no Gronkowski being talked about.
He was. Gronk was that nigga too. Yeah. But they was both together.
I knew more Aaron Hernandez than I knew of Gronkowski. I didn't know of anything but Gronkowski.
Gronk was that nigga. But damn, I missed that nigga Gronk too. God, yeah,
he's gonna get a help shot this year.
Oh yeah, anybody with a help. Yeah, all we had to do was score 3 points. Bro. We had to score 1 point. Bro. So pretty much just the off season, everything going. Then just got a good contract, all that shit. So, we wake up one morning and then they saying he's connected to a murder. And, like, you see this shit on the news, you're like, oh, whatever. Like, as a Patriot fan, we used to see all kind of crazy shit pop up. Like, Antonio Brown doing some crazy, like, I'm used to the shit. So, when you first initially see it, you're just like, whatever, like, I don't know. And then this shit start getting more realer and realer. Like, damn, these niggas shit on CNN. Like, goddamn. And then, like, they find out the nigga got, like, they do an investigation and shit.
They had the tapes.
Then they go do an investigation in his house. They see his camera damaged and they see all kind of crazy shit. So then the real crazy shit was when they got this nigga. The helicopters was following him going to the Patriots Stadium, bro. Like, the shit was crazy. Like, remember how they had OJ in a white? Nigga Aaron Hernandez in a white motherfucking SUV. Going to the Patriots Stadium, nigga went in there, and then he left and went back to the house, and all kind of crazy shit was going on. Then the police come get this nigga. I'm like, oh shit, it was over, bro. That was the last time, bro.
Live on TV.
On TV, bro. But the nigga did the shit. But yeah, from what I get from everything is the nigga did the shit because the nigga was about to tell everybody the nigga was gay. Mm-hmm. He was being just some kind of crazy shit. He was about to tell his sister. Because the nigga he killed was his baby girl, mom.
His girl
brother. He killed his brother baby mom. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So goddamn, bro. We really lost Wes Welker that season. We lost Aaron Hernandez. We lost so many people that season, bro, from that night. Goddamn.
It worked out for us, though.
It did. Shout out to the weed, man.
Yeah.
A lot of weed smoke going around that day.
So, I don't understand why these niggas keep bringing this shit back up, trying to make more money off the off these niggas dying, bro. Like, then they find out he had like he shot two other people. He killed two other people. In Boston, and then he shot a nigga in Florida, shot a nigga in his eye. Wow. Like, this nigga was out here, bro. Right. Just
out here, like, repping his set all day.
And I do gotta be I can't be a hypocrite. I can't. The Patriots gotta get some blame, too. How you didn't see this shit coming, bro? Right. You saw all the red flags in college. And then there's at one point where he came to Robert Kraft and was like, yo, I need to get traded. I need to get out of this situation. Not because I hate the team, but these niggas trying to kill me. He didn't say it like that, though.
He just said, I got to get out. Like, I can't stay here. Like, I got to go type shit. He didn't really get into too much specifics.
So they like, nah, nigga, just
change the location.
Tuck it out.
Nah, move. They told the nigga to move. Just move. What? Nigga, like, bro, I gotta get the fuck out of New England. Like, There's nowhere in New England I can be, my nigga. Like, so it's just not about Boston. Fuck that. This shit bigger than that, nigga.
It was just like crazy. Like, everything always got to happen in the Patriots. Like, it's different when it's like you're an NFL fan, you're a random NFL fan, you're, say you're a Broncos fan, some random ass Colts fan, or some bullshit. Right. But goddamn, it's my team. Like, that was my nigga. Right. Like,
hurt.
Then they was like, what, all the gay shit? I was like, oh, this thing. Gay, all kind of crazy shit. It got to be the worst. Like, I got a real problem in Hollywood right now with these documentaries exploiting minorities.
That's the come up though. It's always been that way. Not yet.
I'm just about to segue into it.
Not yet. You wanna get into it now?
Yeah, I was just about to segue into it.
Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it.
I got a problem with Hollywood and these exploiting minorities with these documentaries. Especially, it's more sad when it's coming from our community, Oprah. Like, when you niggas think of Oprah, what y'all think? Like, she the most powerful, most influential black woman in the history of...
After Rihanna.
Shout out to Rihanna. Shout out to Rihanna.
Rihanna be making the earth stop, nigga.
Michelle Obama. But Oprah was the first, though, right?
Yeah.
But anything, Oprah the richest, anything, right?
She that woman, though.
She... I'm coming. I got to, bro. She violating right now. She doing these. Why is she doing these documentaries on Russell Simmons, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson? Fuck R. Kelly. I agree. Very well. I'm with you. And if Russell Simmons or Michael Jackson both violated in any kind of way, fuck them niggas too. Mm-hmm. But why is you exploiting these niggas, bro? Yeah. Like, why? You don't need the money. She don't need the money.
She need the clout. That's
like, why
she
is you exploiting these?
She needs the clout
like this. But Harvey Weinstein is your best friend. You've done so many projects with Harvey Weinstein. You've done all kind of crazy shit. But that documentary right there will get you some. If you want clout, that's the documentary that I would think would be the most.
But like, now she ruffling feathers in real Hollywood.
Right, because you don't want it. Because Harvey Weinstein had your favorite actors sucking dick to get on Spider-Man. I mean, your favorite actress is like,
drop a bomb on Harvey Weinstein for being able to get a bitch to suck his dick for a role.
I'm with the shit, though. Like, yo.
By any means necessary. That's what motherfucking Malcolm said.
But then he violated the young one, the underage women, all kind of crazy shit.
That's the fuck shit.
Like, I'm all for it. Like, yo, that's how it is in the movie,
game. You want his job, bitch.
That's how it is with the music videos, right? Suck this dick, or you...
Yeah. Are you not? You're on a tour bus, and you're going to suck the bus driver off. Make your way down.
You know, it's funny, because it just came out. This dude named Brad Williams or some shit like that. He in a show called Degenerate, excuse me. He told a story on his podcast where... He was like, tell a story about one of the craziest times you was with Carlos Mencia. So he was like, well, it was this one chick, she was trying to fuck Carlos Mencia, but he was married at the time, so he wasn't gonna fuck her. So she sucked their driver's dick to get on the bus. Mm-hmm. And then she thought she was gonna fuck Carlos Mencia, but in turn, she was fucking him for like 15 minutes, and that's when she realized.
Shout out to
him. Yeah, it was funny. And it's going down right now because people, this happened years ago.
Right.
Now, this podcast happened a couple years
you
ago.
You know, it's funny. All,
they tearing his ass.
You
up
remember
right
when we was younger and Uncle Luke first came out with all the crazy shit?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Now they got aunties and older now.
And they got TV. They growing hoes.
That should have documented.
I mean.
But yo, back to Oprah though. Why are you not exploiting these white men? You're so black power. You're so all this extra good stuff. I just want answers.
To bag me more.
Why? Nobody's trying to get Russell Simmons right now.
Think about Oprah's stance. right? You got to think about her stance up over
decades of TV. I'm feeling like she's trying to get in.
She's always catered more to the white audience than she did the black audience.
Who's she married to?
I mean, she's not even married.
Well, what's the nigga name?
Stedman. But he here's no the nigga. Thing. Yeah, he a nigga.
Is he?
He a nigga.
He's something.
But he I mean, at the end of the day,
very well.
What you how you gonna argue with Oprah?
He look like
you, you gonna say to Oprah, you just be happy you fucking her
right.
and living a nice nice life and you shut the fuck up. That's very all well. You can do.
I would yeah. You don't
I mean he got his own bag, but I mean still. This yeah, is a right. billionaire you talking about. You don't get one of these every goddamn day. Yeah. You shut the fuck up and behave.
I eat the pussy for 5 hours.
Hey man, listen. Listen. But I mean where she's always catered to the white audience, though. She's right. never been like one of those people that you can be like, yo, I identify with Oprah. You can't identify with Oprah because then that means that you are crossed over. You're a this black white person or something like that. I mean, even when we as people go into these white schools and then we come back to our hood, we're the Oprahs of our hood. If, I mean, to be real, because I mean, y'all deal with the white people. Y'all ain't one of us. And that's how I really see Oprah. Like, I mean, you can go for all her guests. Majority of everybody was either a white or beloved by white people. Everyone. There's not one. But did you see what she let Tom Cruise do to her couch, bro?
Disrespectful.
As a black woman, you know how it is when you go into your grandma's or your great grandma's coming up in her time, especially when you get furniture in your motherfucking house. You put your feet in my shit, I'ma murder you.
Spontaneous type of moment. Yeah.
So what? You should have, yo, nigga, if you don't get your motherfucking feet on my couch.
I mean,
I don't care who you is, Tom Cruise. I don't give a fuck. You better sit your ass down.
What is she getting out of it? Like, you don't need any of it.
Bro, she's getting the satisfaction from Hollywood. Listen, in her mind, staying with or not biting the hand that feeds her for one.
Okay.
And then if she stays loyal to this, then she'll always be able to do that. Now if she turns her back on this, she no longer has this or that. Because they're gonna stop all of it. Then who's Oprah? Oprah could get forgot about like that. Let's just be real. Let's just be real. Hold up.
She got
this is how. No, hold up. This is how. This is how this is how we can get rid of Oprah. All they have to do from now, give it 1 or 2 years, is continue with bad press and not airing anything that she does.
They
and people will forget completely about
you know what I learned
because,
about
and then they'll Cosby? Build up. And in that process, they'll build up a new Oprah.
You know what I learned about Bill Cosby? That I didn't know.
She has a bigger white audience than black audience. Probably.
They can always build that, bro. Listen, they can build that. That's built. That's
black
not something that's.
Oprah's not gonna affect
listen,
her.
All they got to do is put another black somebody influential or Michelle Obama for anything. They can put anybody into this position and fill white seats. They can always do that. That's not. They can always play with the numbers. All they have to do is put that person and have her saying these words and then to these people because they know what works.
You know who they did that with? When Dave Chappelle sat down, Kevin Hart.
Yep.
You know what I know? I just found out about Bill Cosby. This nigga house in Connecticut sits on like a huge ass oil line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he won't move.
He owns some gas stations.
It's sitting on a big ass oil. He won't move, and the people around there, they won't move either. They trying to take the shit from him. They were saying this. It wasn't because of CBS shit. It was because of that shit.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of conspiracies, bro.
That's crazy.
You who know? But there again, continuous you see what they did to press, that nigga? Continuous bad him. Press. They killed him. Killed his image. Created whatever stories, even stories from back then, knowing that everybody in this time was doing this shit. Brought it to the now in his Me Too era, killed that nigga.
Cosby was open.
It's so many different conspiracies on what Cosby was going to do. We don't know because Cosby haven't spoke. That's what we waiting on. Man, listen.
What are you waiting on?
He can't. He. I wouldn't say nothing either if I was Bill Cosby. Yeah. I would wait till all of this shit was, and I get out of jail. I wait till I get out of jail and all of it said it done, because then you can't. Be, you can't convict him for nothing now. He get out soon. He gonna get out soon. Nah, hell nah, bro. Listen, he gonna get out soon, bro. Hell nah. They gonna Bill Cosby getting out soon, bro. Watch, bro. Watch. He might be going to that parole. Watch, yo. Oh God, they yo, bro. Listen, come on, I'm man.
What he don't die first?
Listen, what is Bill Cosby really gonna do in jail? So automatically, you know, good behavior is coming with this idea. So I mean. He's going to get off on good time just because of good behavior. He's going to get out earlier. Yeah, so but if he don't speak, his wife will speak. She already spoke. She already said stuff. She was already talking shit. That's done. Their relationship's done.
How much time did he miss because he got?
She did. Kodak Black numbers.
I'm sorry, 7, 8, 10 years.
Then they got 3 to 10.
See, yeah, he got 3 to 10, and he already been in jail like 2 years. No, it's not.
Yeah,
no, it's not, bro. Not listen, he's playing a act, my guy. Listen, yo, didn't Harvey Weinstein just do the same thing Bill Cosby did? I'm just saying in the sense of he went into the motherfucking courtrooms all caned up and shit like that, acting like he's some old ass man. Like, man, that shit is a facade, bro. That nigga's fronting, my nigga. It's a play on the jury. It's like when I was in school, I was learning criminal justice. When lawyers pick or attorneys or whatever, when they pick their juries, they that's why they say a jury amongst your peers, because they try to find people like you. They try to find people that understand your struggle, understand your life. So then they put you in these seats, and then they tell them a sob story about this person in order to be able to draw that non plea out of them.
Read that first paragraph. All
right. So then now, if Cosby coming in looking like some old sad ass grandpa, and they can kind of convey a sympathy story, people will see, they will feel, you draw emotion. I got your not guilty plea. That's why he got a 3 to 10, bro. If they really would have found him guilty, they would have threw his ass away for years. They would have just threw him like, yo, fuck it, you're done, son. No. R. Kelly's shit was still happening to this day. Yeah, that's facts. Here's the thing too. When people talk about this thing called the Illuminati, right? And once you join this fraternity or this brotherhood or this entity, you play by a certain amount of rules. Now, you do things for them, they do things for you. Now, when you stop doing things for them, they take things away from you. So now when you fucking up and you telling them no, they're going to destroy your life.
Cat Williams.
And they're going to do all of this stuff. Now, Cosby might have been telling them niggas, no. I'm no longer dealing with what y'all talking about. I'm going to do my own. And they said, I doubt you do that because we're going to fuck your life up. Cosby didn't play by the rules, so this is what he got. This is a warning shot. 3 to 10? Come on, son. This is a warning shot.
Or it could be possible that Cosby was putting pills in bitches' drinks to fuck the shit out of
them. But no, here's the thing. I'm not saying that that's not the facts, because it possibly could be, because in this time, even what's the name got accused, even what's the name said he was doing it. Fucking, what's the nigga from, Playboy, the Playboy Bunny nigga? Hugh Hefner was doing this shit that everybody was doing at his parties. That was a thing in the 60s, 70s. Come on, son. That was a thing.
Why I'm bringing up now?
Niggas was doing coke, crack, all that shit. It was a thing.
Right.
Acid, what? LSD.
Bring it up when there's big deals involved.
Come on.
I mean.
When you don't play by the rules, because look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z's been playing by the rules the whole time. And look at every deal. But look at every deal's been opened up for him. You never see him doing anything in a sense of like going against the grain.
Or is he the first to do it? Well, no, if you associate with everything,
I mean, a lot of, but you got to think, a lot of these dudes are in and lower divisions came up in lower divisions.
Like Diddy is slowly getting there, but so, he might not. I don't think Diddy.
I say this
as savvy as
most fraternities, most sororities, most things like the Skull and Bones, like most things like that are affiliated with, like Freemasons, all of that stuff. They're all affiliated with the Illuminati. They all have affiliation with that secret brotherhood, society. That secret society. Yeah, shit.
Messages that get passed.
A lot. They're just lower branches. Yeah. So when you get to these lower branches, you have a better access to the higher branch because now you understand what's going on and you completely have to play by the rules. That's why most presidents come out of a certain degree of Freemasonry, Skull and Bones. Some of these, like most presidents, are under these shits. Yeah. You can look that shit up in any history book. Anything, Wikipedia, anything, it will state these facts.
Read this shit for me.
So
tell me how powerful you got to be this nigga right here.
Okay,
tell me how powerful.
October of 2017, the New York Times and the New Yorker reported that dozens of women accused American film producer Harvey Weinstein, formerly the Miramax Films and the Weinstein Company, of rape, sexual assault, and sexual abuse over a period of at least 30 years. Over 80 women in the film industry have since accused Weinstein of such acts. Weinstein denies any non-consensual sex. Okay, so shortly after he was dismissed from his network, which is the Harvey Weinstein Company, expelled from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, which is the... where they do like all the year, they score awards and all that shit like that, and other professional associations, and retired from public view. Now that's fucking crazy, bro. 80 people, and I don't even think Bill Cosby was on that level.
And then his trial started like last month. The niggas quiet about it. You don't hear nothing about his trial.
No.
But you hear 6ix9ine shit all over the goddamn. R. Kelly shit all over the goddamn BET.
Now you also got to think about what I was saying. Most of these people that's in those higher levels in Hollywood, you don't hear, they've been doing this pedophilia, all that bullshit for years.
They have all those parties and all that.
Culture.
They all got skulls.
That's what they do.
Listen,
if you just do some research on most of these secret societies and like, man, oh man, you
do we know? Do we want to get into the Jeffrey Epstein real quick? Do y'all know who that is?
Jeffrey Epstein, the nigga that killed himself in jail because the Clintons. Oh no, he didn't kill himself. That's what supposedly they're saying.
He killed himself in under a watch.
The Clintons got. And I'm. This is my theory.
Prince too. It was like a prince. One of them shits that was there too. Fucking little girl.
Fucking. They have. The reason why he got to his bush is because he has so much dirt on the politicians everybody. And shit like that. Yeah. He had dirt on everybody.
Everybody.
And that's the only reason why that man died, because he was ready to start talking. So once you about to shut the fuck up before you start saying some shit. And that's what kind of happens in those secret societies. You get to not acting right. You get to doing some funny shit. You get to start, okay.
No, okay.
We let it roll a couple times.
Now back to Oprah, though.
I'm going to take your ass out. You keep motherfucking around.
Now back to Oprah. Wouldn't Harvey Weinstein be the better story?
Nope.
How many surviving Harvey Weinstein fucking?
It'll be the best story, but it won't be. It won't work for them. It won't work for them because then that will in turn bring out more skeletons. That'll bring out more skeletons because then now you got actresses and all these other wild people that's in Hollywood that are going to start having to talk about the things that's going on. So now when you start opening up about those Hollywood situations, now you break down all the walls of Hollywood. Now people know what's going on really, really. People got an opinion. Huh? No. Here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing about Hollywood. So many people tried to, but nobody ever succeeded. Most people either die or they get forgot about. Think about that shit. No, Cat Williams no longer forgot. He still talks, but they minimize him. Think about that. How much access do you have? And then when you do get that access, it's because it's allowed. They run media. They run everything. So in order to get somewhere, you got to do something for them. You can't move. Yo, they'll shut your whole shit down, bro. You can just look at his life. Every 2 months, it seemed like that nigga was going to jail. He was looking crazy. He was doing some wild shit. He was fucking with that nigga. And he was retaliating. But to people, they played it in the media for him to look crazy.
That nigga got some big ass names on
His rap sheet, bro. Listen, that's why it won't make sense to do that shit.
Some of your favorite actresses.
It will kill Hollywood, bro.
Should I say their name on air?
Nah, leave that shit alone, bro, because they ain't coming for us, bro. We gotta give them, man, listen. They ain't coming for the pod, bro. Shit. We can talk our shit, but we ain't opening up no Pandora's boxes.
Very well.
I mean, fuck that shit.
It is about break time anyways.
So yeah, man. But this conversation good. Some shit, but we'll leave that shit alone, man, because I start talking some shit.
What's the next? What we got next?
Man, we just gonna take a break and we'll come back. Man.
All right, so we back, people.
We back. They're putting us in the building.
Let's shout out some
motherfucking weed, man.
Shout out to the weed, man.
Okay.
Let's shout out some L's.
You wanna go there first?
Let's shout out some L's.
So what's that kid's name? I don't know his name. I'm not really, but this shit went viral.
Okay. Lil Durk's artist.
Lil Durk's artist.
Oh my gosh.
This guy.
OTF Didi.
OTF Didi, man. Yeah. In his position, they would have had to shoot me.
Read the description.
They would have had to shoot me, man. I swear to God. Okay. Durkio World. I guess that's at Durk's Instagram or Twitter handle. Artist OTF Didi was set up to get robbed for snitching, I guess, and was forced to eat a girl out on her period and get his dreads cut. But so pretty much they set Sun up, had the nigga come to the joint like he was gonna get some pussy.
The setup should have sweet.
He got caught lacking.
But if you're snitching, it's
he still got caught lacking, though. Even if you snitching, my nigga, you still not supposed to be walking around nobody dolo. Even though niggas probably don't want to be with you.
Or trust no bitches. You shouldn't be trusting
bitches. Nah. Any bitch should come to you.
Hit him on a DM.
If you don't got your day one, bitch, it's over.
Right. And even you still, you better go to another state. You got to go to another state, my nigga. You can't.
You can't be no rapper. You can't be no OTF.
Yeah, he can, but he got to get out. He got to get the fuck out of there.
Now, if you want to be OTF, you got to be.
He still got to go because it's a lot of niggas snitching. It's like a lot of niggas dying, bro.
They shouldn't even associate. If he was snitching when he got caught, they set him up to get whatever very well. I mean, it's all part of the game. You know the code. You know what it is if you live in that life.
But we don't even know if he was snitching. That's
if he was rapping about that life.
If he was snitching, it's still alleged.
Allegedly
snitching because we don't know if he was snitching or not. If they felt
that strong enough to take that kind of action,
then they should have just shot some. That was
filthy. You can't shoot him because you're going to die. I mean, you're not going to die. You're going to go to jail.
Nah, but here's the thing.
You better off just doing what you're doing, exposing this nigga. It's over for him now.
Somebody gonna feel sympathy for his bitch ass.
What if you ever
somebody feel a, bro? Listen, that's that.
What if his music
son, I mean, yeah, him. bro. Listen. In that sense, I felt sorry for Son. Like, yo, that's the lowest of the lowest to make a nigga eat a bitch on her period, bro.
You find out he was snitching?
I felt sorry even in the whole sense. I'm like this. If the nigga snitching, there's a code. There was a law that happened.
What if he put T in jail for snitching?
I'm gonna whoop his ass. Innocent. I'm still gonna whoop his ass, but I'm gonna whoop his ass like a man. I ain't gonna bitch him out like that. I'm gonna make him feel worse getting his ass whooped as a man than making that nigga feel like a bitch. Cause somebody gonna feel sorry for that shit. I mean, at the end of the day, that's doing a nigga dead filthy. Like, okay, I can understand you shooting a nigga. That's cool. We can,
right.
But making a nigga eat a bitch out of her period, son, that's next level shit, bro. Like, that's, nigga, that's like if somebody killed my mom, that's some shit you do. You make some nigga, like, I feel like, and even in that sense, now, as OTF Day-Day, I'm going to kill one of your kids. I'm going to kill one of your fucking children. Fuck a parent. Fuck, I'm going to kill your fucking offspring because now you just put this,
this anger in me, like that's next. I don't want none of your adult family, cause them niggas gonna die. They about to die soon, but I want the little niggas. But that's the type of mindset you put niggas in when you do shit like that, though, bro. Fuck that.
Cause you don't got no choice, cause it's on camera.
Yo, and you, son, millions of niggas is gonna see this shit. Now you, and you, you period face nigga. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I'm not living like that. No, nigga. Niggas gonna see this retaliation, bitch. Somebody going down. I don't care if I'm going to jail, bitch. Somebody getting hit.
Shout out to the shoulder. I mean,
somebody going down. I mean, I don't give a fuck, nigga. No, you ain't gonna
you buy like that, nigga. Bro.
You got to. You
can't be snitching. I mean,
or he can go tell.
You better go tell again. You might as well go tell again, right? Like, you got to put the niggas in jail, bro.
Bitch, a cup of dreads and anything. Yo, I
can't think about it.
That's the next level pain right there.
Since we're talking about snitching real quick, I want to give my elbows the power. The first like 5 seasons was dope. I fucked with it. Big fan. Watch every show. But the end is just so much snitching, bro. Like, I can't take it out sometimes. It just makes your skin crawl. Like, how they was all so cool with each other, and then they just, like, run into the police, like, oh, that nigga did it. Like, the first nigga he killed, the first person he killed was for snitching.
Ain't that the hood, though? Ain't that life? Shit. Niggas do that, bro. Niggas out here do it. Here's the thing. They're talking from perspective of what happens. Nigga, I mean, it might not be an everyday thing for people, but it's real. So
looking at the bigger picture, I would say that the truth is that's what really happens when everybody gets so much money and everybody gets to that level where
barrel mentality.
Tommy got a big-ass warehouse full of drugs and Ghost got a pass where he gonna kill everybody and all kinds of nothing. You can't hide from it no more. Everything always come crumbling down, like on like in the mafia, all them niggas be snitching, all the mob bosses, all the mob bosses, everybody loves.
That's next level snitching. Now, if you snitching on mob shit, because that was their whole code, bro.
Right.
That was their whole code. That's how it all started,
and that's how it all ended. Everybody went down because everybody snitched on each other because like the RICO laws, honestly. But that was genius for the police part, but. Right. I mean, they had to get some
bold numbers for me, NFL numbers for real.
Did anybody see The Irishman?
Not yet. Yeah, I did.
You saw that? Mm-hmm. It was boring.
You got to get out of L. Yeah. We got to give a W. I want to give a W. Okay. If I'm going to do a W, I got to give it to the movie 1917. That shit is
super, that's on
super
the list.
Hard, bro. And it's like they say, it's a newer age, but they say... And it's kind of
it's one shot.
It's okay. Just like how Blair Witch Project was created. It's just one. It's one shot the whole movie. There's no takes. There's no switching camera angles. It's just one, and it's the coolest shit ever. Because like I explained it to my brother, it's like when we were kids, like coming up in the PS era. Where you was playing those war games, and then coming up in the Xbox era where they had like the Medal of Honor and the early Call of Duties when they was in the trenches, it truly reminds you of that. So you're gonna get drawn in based off just seeing it, like, oh shit, this is like the game, like it's so cool, like it's the coldest shit in the world, and it's sad, but it's real.
Right, there's a lot of dialogue.
It is the perfect movie if you're into action and war.
Okay. Cinematography is real nice.
Super cold, bro.
I saw most of it.
Okay.
And keeping it Honda, if you have your ways, bro, check that out on your own crib where you can smoke and chill, bro. Like
I was about to say, y'all kind of like going to the movies to see kind of movies, good movies, really good movies, but I also want to lay down and smoke. I can't go. I don't want to go 3 hours not smoking. What the fuck?
That's bugged out. And then the best movies are the ones where you can actually sit there and smoke because then you can analyze the movie. You get drawn in a little bit better. Your senses are heightened.
If I'm at a house, I can pause the shit real quick, go wherever I got to do smoke. But I'm not trying to watch some good-ass movie without smoking.
Facts. That's bad.
Like, yo, imagine you could go see a movie in 3D, but you know how they got the new seats where they kick back and they got the leather seats and the cup
holders? Bro, I'm going to holla at you. We're going to holla at you in a second, well. Bro. But,
Okay. Yeah, I definitely heard a lot about that, so I'm going to check it out. My dub of the week.
Bad Boys 3, bro.
Yeah, that's another one.
Okay.
That shit
Bad Boys
is
3.
Fire, bro.
Right.
That shit is fire.
Sad. I think I'm going to watch that today.
At the same time.
Shout out to the movie, man. Shout out to the movie plug.
Oh, God. I'm a movie plug.
I will be requesting these services when we get up there. Or do you want to shout them out? I don't know.
No.
If you want to.
They ain't putting the plug on.
Let's get to the Super Bowl real quick. Super Bowl matchup real quick.
The two teams you did not want to be here.
I don't want to see Jimmy Garoppolo get any kind of fucking Super Bowl. Because everybody about to be like, oh, y'all should have kept him over Brady, whatever. But Brady already took us 3 Super Bowls.
He has 6 timers, so there's no way you can choose him over that.
It's over. We already got championships in the book. This nigga threw 7 passes yesterday, bro. Right. They ran the ball. Like, whatever.
It was effective.
Whatever. And I didn't want to see the Chiefs. I was rooting for the Titans.
I told you.
Then the Titans was up. Like, goddamn, Chad's up. Titans is up 17-7. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yo,
shit is real.
They are, y'all, where y'all are clicking. Y'all can be down at the half. But by halftime, y'all make that y'all third quarter boys.
Kansas
y'all come
City
in.
Stop.
Change the game.
Kansas City be on their shit. But I think San Francisco defense, some real niggas.
I don't know if they can match up with the scoring ability of Pat, though.
Right. Did y'all see the run? The touchdown run with Pat Mahomes?
Yo,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I watched that shit live. Oh, my God.
Went down the sideline.
That nigga did some.
Broke 2 tackles to get in the touchdown.
Because these young boys is showing they can really black men too. Like, man, yo, y'all gonna start giving us
since we have Pat Mahomes, I'm about to get to Pat Mahomes right now. Watch this, bro.
Second and 10 as that Tennessee defense drops back. As Long and trying to make a diving tip, dead Mahomes who tiptoes inside the 10, still knocked out. Oh, Long.
11 seconds left at halftime. You niggas had it, bro.
He's real, bro. He a different breed. They're showing that they can now, yo, y'all gonna stop with this. Oh, y'all gonna give us a chance, bro. We can run our squads, bro. Real talk. Look at Lamar. Give him another year. Give him another year.
What was the nigga? Keep that one. All
right. Yeah, like. I just really believe that with Lamar being as good as he is at this point, and then Pat being as good as he is at this point, you got Russell being good, like
Deshaun Watson.
You got, even Dak. Dak. You still got who that other young? It's a young white, black nigga over there, somewhere around here for one of these teams. I mean, that's another young. Oh, you got Jameson. You got.
Jameis.
You got. But it's a lot of black. These black quarterbacks are starting to be more. Like, it's starting to be a thing now. Like, everybody ain't going to be rooted in having a white quarterback no more where, like, it used to be.
So, you know how niggas got all tweets and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
They just shut up real quick, man. So, the black community is disowning Patrick Mahomes. Can't fuck this thing. I'm on board because I don't fuck with the Chiefs anyways. I already don't like the nigga. So I'm on board. The nigga not invited to the barbecue group.
Why?
2013, right? That nigga was defending your boy Zimmerman.
Oh, man.
Who?
Patrick Mahomes was defending Zimmerman.
Wow.
Saying, oh, it's horrible what happened. However, there was no criminal activity occurred, whatever. And this nigga tweeted back, no one knows what actually happened, which is why he's not guilty.
from the crime could have occurred.
And then there's some other shit. Oh my gosh.
I mean, to play devil's advocate, no one do knows. No one really do know what happened. We know bits and pieces of what happened. And we only getting one side of a story. And that's Zimmerman's side. You don't get Trey
Rock's side. So, did we see the shit where they were saying Lil Boosie punched him in the face?
Yeah, that was a lie.
I don't know who did it. I know we know
Boosie. Boosie, yeah, Boosie said he didn't do it. But somebody got in his ass. But somebody should have shot, put a bullet in his head.
Somebody should have banded it.
Somebody should have put a bullet in his head.
Don't talk to me about all these niggas snitching. All these niggas snitching.
He crying to get killed.
Y'all letting Zimmerman fight you. Y'all killing everybody. You niggas killing each other. You niggas.
They doing all of these motherfucking docs on all these other motherfuckers. But I don't want to shed no light on this bitch ass. Right. But for now, we're going to call him Bitch Boy. So they doing all these documentaries on these niggas, and they could have put Bitch Boy in the documentary and kind of destroyed this nigga name. Like, could have destroyed this nigga and made this nigga a non-existent and made him go so far underneath a fucking rock that we don't see this nigga face. But at this point, he feeling like he's glorified because so many fucking people agree with this nigga bullshit. And it's like, he even advertised the fucking gun that he shot this nigga with, bro. Like, what? Like
a soldier.
What? And some fucking white person, or we call him Big Ass Jars of Mayonnaise, as Charlamagne say, fucking cop that bitch.
Would you buy it or resell it?
No, bro. I wouldn't buy that shit for shit. I'm not giving this nigga no ducats for nothing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get in and shoot that nigga and take the money back. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh like God, I'm not fucking playing with this nigga. Like he gonna like take
that
the fucking.
That nigga's an informant, bro. Nobody can touch that.
Nigga. I know. Did he say he's gonna sue Jay-Z? He said his name again.
Bro, like. Nah, you wanted your name to be a public figure, nigga. Yeah, now it is. Now we about to destroy that shit. Fuck you, boy. You a clown, and that's just that. He's a clown, bro. He's a fucking clown. We don't ever say this nigga name, but please don't speak that nigga name.
Right? That's why I forgot his name.
He's a clown, bro. He a clown. And nobody about to be dealing with this nigga or giving this nigga no clout, bro. He a clown.
So shout out to the person who called him. That nigga shit was leaking.
Bye for you, nigga.
It's funny that they said Lil Boosie did it, though.
I'm fed up with this nigga, though, bro. Really just fed up with him.
Somebody
need to get him, son. It's going to be a reward out for a nigga that get him, son. They think niggas going to be getting, they going
to
rot in jail.
I'll put money up to get him out.
Niggas is going to really rally around getting whoever it was out the fucking bean, bro, where the mother they is, bro. You got that, nigga. You a king amongst men, nigga.
If anything, we'll make sure your commissary
got it. Niggas is going to make, everybody going to make sure this nigga, he going to get so much love. Like, bro, him going to jail ain't going to be shit. Niggas in jail gonna fuck with this nigga. Yeah. You got that nigga. Yes, nigga. They ain't gonna fuck with you. Hell nah, bruh. It's only gonna be certain people like those. And they gonna hate the nigga in jail, the COs, unless they black. They gonna hate the nigga in jail. And then, because you know, he might not. Who knows? But so they gonna show mad love to that nigga, bro. I guarantee.
Right. He'll be all right.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That shit real.
We got anything else?
Nah, you got an appointment. You got to handle. So let's go ahead and take care of that.
Take the bills to that people.
Yes, sir. We wanted to get one out for y'all because we in the process of doing some great work.
Shout out to the Weed Man.
Shout out to the Weed Man. But also at the same time, shout out to the new show, Burn It Up.
Drop
we got that coming up for you guys in a few days. We're just trying to really edit this and make sure we do this right for y'all. We don't want to give y'all some bullshit.
It's gonna be nice.
But it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be real good. We have I'll just give you guys a sneak peek. We have two beautiful plants that we are doing a battle versus. We're doing a Red Velvet Pie versus a Blue City Diesel. So check
shout
that out.
Shout
out to the motherfucking Weed Man for supplying. And then at the same time, man, when we get that up, man, y'all stay tuned, man. We'll let y'all know when all that stuff is happening and where to find it. So, yeah, man. Shout out to Rab Entertainment for hosting the joint. And
that was fun, bro. We smoked a lot of fucking weed, bro.
Yeah, that was a good time.
We smoked a lot of weed, bro.
It's some good weed, man. Yeah, oh my God. It was fun. So yeah, we're gonna get that up for you guys, and when we get it up, we'll let y'all know. And y'all know we y'all can find us now. Y'all can find us on the Third Quarter Boys on Instagram and Facebook. Y'all can also find us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. And until next time, people, we holler at you.